You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, and welcome to The Compass, the podcast documenting the struggles of life as an artist. I'm Leah Walsh.
Hi, everyone. I have a mini episode for you today, but before we get to that, I wanted to say happy 4th anniversary to The Compass. I wanted to say happy anniversary to the podcast. It's been 4 years since I started The Compass. So thank you all for listening, for sharing your stories, and for supporting this. And I have a new website up today to celebrate that Alex Robbie helped me design very patiently. Thank you, Alex. You can go check it out at thecompasspodcast.com. It's very pretty, and you can search through the back catalog by keywords, which should be really useful. Check it out. In this mini episode, I'll be reading some quotes from Toni Morrison on the artist's task in troubled times. So if you'd like to hear that, great. If it's not up your alley, please check back in 2 weeks for a new episode with a new guest. A personal update, I just came back from a two-week leave from my day job. I took my baby to see some of my best friends in Chicago and Indianapolis for almost a week. We saw my closest friends and their families, their babies. It was very magical and much needed. You can make new friends, but you can't make old friends who are like family, and I needed those conversations that set everything straight and put everything in perspective. I really, really did. I came back more exhausted than when I left because I was solo parenting, but it was worth it. So now I'm looking for what the next thing to look forward to will be. So here we go. No place for self-pity, no room for fear. Toni Morrison on The Artist's Task in Troubled Times by Maria Popova. And this was published on brainpickings.org on November 15th, 2016. Only an artist can tell what it is like for anyone who gets to this planet to survive it, James Baldwin asserted, in contemplating how the artist's struggle illuminates the common human struggle. War and chaos have plagued the world for quite a long time, wrote a forgotten defender of E.E. Cummings, and the artist's duty to challenge the status quo. But each epoch creates its own special pulse beat for the artist to interpret. Often the pulse beats of chaos that feel most unsurvivable are those which artists must most urgently interpret in order for us to indeed survive. That task of the artist as a grounding and elevating force in turbulent times is what Toni Morrison explores in a stunning essay titled No Place for Self-Pity, No Room for Fear, included in the 150th anniversary issue of The Nation. Morrison writes, Christmas, the day after, in 2004, following the presidential re-election of George W. Bush, I was staring out of the window in an extremely dark mood, feeling helpless. Then a friend, a fellow artist, calls to wish me happy holidays. He asks, how are you? And instead of, oh, fine, and you, I blurt out the truth. Not well. Not only am I depressed, I can't seem to work, to write. It's as though I'm paralyzed, unable to write anything more in the novel I've begun. I've never felt this way before, but the election... I'm about to explain with further detail when he interrupts, shouting, no, 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 this is precisely the time when artists go to work. Not when everything is fine, but in times of dread. That's our job. I felt foolish the rest of the morning, especially when I recalled the artists who had done their work in gulags, prison cells, hospital beds, who did their work while hounded, exiled, reviled, pilloried, and those who were executed. With an eye to the various brokennesses of the world, past and present, Morrison writes, "This is precisely the time when artists go to work. There is no time for despair, no place for self-pity, no need for silence, no room for fear. We speak, we write, we do language. That is how civilizations heal. I know the world is bruised and bleeding, and though it is important not to ignore its pain, it is also critical to refuse to succumb to its malevolence. I know the world is bruised and bleeding, and though it is important not to ignore its pain, it is also critical to refuse to succumb to its malevolence. Like failure, chaos contains information that can lead to knowledge. Even wisdom, like art." So again, that article was on brainpickings.org. And those quotes were from Toni Morrison's essay entitled No Place for Self-Pity, No Room for Fear. I found these words today when I was looking for something for this episode, and it really spoke to me. It put a lot of things in perspective about the small things I was focusing on in my own life and the overwhelming feelings I was feeling in regards to the current state of our country and the absolute chaos that we're in the middle of. So I'm going to try to take this into some seed of inspiration, of action. And I hope you do too. Thank you for listening to the Compass Podcast. If you find these conversations valuable to your life as an artist and would like to support the ongoing production of The Compass, please consider becoming a patron at patreon.com/thecompasspodcast. Pledges start at as little as $1 a month. You'll get access to bonus content, and anything you can give would be greatly appreciated. Also, if you have a moment, please rate or review in iTunes. Every little bit helps other listeners to find the podcast. I'd like to thank the following people for their generosity. The Compass cover art is by Kim Miller, music by Brendan Spieth, audio assistance from Nick Choksi, and a special thanks to Frankie J. Alvarez. See you next time.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.